This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday appealed to voters to protect abortion rights by backing candidates who support them in November's elections after a leaked Supreme Court draft showed it could soon overturn its 1973 decision legalizing abortion. Biden said his administration would respond once the Supreme Court formally makes its ruling. A draft Supreme Court decision leaked late Monday showed a majority of justices prepared to overturn the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision that protects abortion rights. The court on Tuesday confirmed the authenticity of the leaked document.
If this decision holds, it's really quite a radical decision.
Biden said the ruling could go beyond a woman's right to terminate her pregnancy, mentioning same-sex marriage and other freedoms.
A whole range of rights are in question. A whole range of rights. And the idea we're letting the states make those decisions, localities make those decisions, would be a fundamental shift in what we've done.
The Roe decision recognized the right to personal privacy under the U.S. Constitution protects a woman's ability to terminate her pregnancy. Ukrainian fighters say Russian forces have begun storming a sprawling steel plant in the besieged port city of Mariupol. Tuesday's onslaught came after scores of civilians who had been evacuated from the plant reached safer territory. The UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Ukraine says 101 women, men, children, and older persons left the Azovstal steelworks. Elsewhere, Russian troops shelled a chemical plant in an eastern city, killing at least 10 people. And explosions were heard in the western city of Lviv, which has been a haven for those fleeing fighting in the east. Find more on our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Pope Francis has told Italian media he has offered to meet with Russia's president in Moscow to try to end the war in Ukraine, but so far he hasn't heard back. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Francis said he made the offer about 3 weeks into Russia's invasion. The effort was made via the Vatican Secretary of State, Cardinal Pietro Parolin. The Pope told Italian newspaper Corriere della Sera that he is still pushing for the meeting, even though he fears that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot and does not want to have this meeting at this moment. Francis also said he spoke to the head of Russia's Orthodox Church, who tried to justify the war. Francis replied, "Brother, we are not clerics of the state. We cannot use language of politics, but that of Jesus. For this, we need to find the paths of peace to stop the firing of arms." I'm Karen Chamas.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres, at the start of a two-day visit to Nigeria, is in northeast Borno State, where the country has been struggling in its fight against Islamist militants. Timothy Obuja reports from Abuja, Nigeria.
The United Nations Information Center in Nigeria said the Secretary General is expected to meet with the Borno State Governor, Babagana Zulum, in Maiduguri, the state capital, before embarking on a field mission where he will meet with families affected by the Boko Haram conflict, ravaging the region for more than 12 years. The center said he will also evaluate the impact of climate change on vulnerable communities and assess progress made, as well as the challenges of the COVID-19 recovery. Guterres will then head to Nigeria's capital to meet with President Muhammadu Buhari and Vice President Yemi Osinbajo and other top cabinet officials. In Abuja, Guterres is expected to officiate a wreath-laying ceremony for victims of the 2011 bombing at the UN House, and will then meet with young people's delegates, women, religious leaders, and diplomatic communities and journalists. It is the first visit by the UN Secretary General to Nigeria since his appointment. The visit is part of his annual Ramadan solidarity visits to nations. But this year, Guterres is focusing on countries affected by terrorism and also highlighting the impact of the Russia-Ukraine war on the African continent. Before arriving in Nigeria, Guterres already visited Senegal and Niger. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday appealed to voters to protect abortion rights by backing candidates who support them in November's elections after a leaked Supreme Court draft showed it could soon overturn its decision from 1973 legalizing abortion. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.